Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy, and I'm a supervisor. How can I help you today?
Hi, Wendy. I'm having a little issue here. I realize I'm probably one of thousands that have called in about this, but I purchased those pills from you guys, and I did not see anything about being charged $90 a pill bottle once I got them. The pill bottles are unopened. They are still in the protective cellophane wrapping. I have not taken any of them. I would like my money back. I would never purchase pill bottles for $100.
Okay, I understand. Just to make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could I get you to verify your name and address, please, sir?
It's Caleb Hutto, 1504 Lois Place in Searcy, Arkansas.
Okay, thank you. And so let's see here. I do see the NutriHealth Labs Cleanse and Keto. And yes, sir, that's why they offer that risk-free trial, is to give customers an opportunity to try the products before deciding if it's something they want to purchase, you know, and then continue with. So I certainly do apologize for any misunderstanding there. It was listed in the terms that you agreed to when you signed up for that risk-free trial. I mean, I fully understand. I guess when you signed up, you did not see that information in our terms. But I do promise you it was provided.
I'm not doubting that, and I understand everything that you're saying. But at the core of this, you're not charging me $180 or $200, whatever it is, for a trial. You're charging me hoping that which is what happened. I didn't realize I was going to get charged that afterwards, and now the day's after the 14th or day or whatever, and you guys have got me, and you're going to just try and keep my money. I have not opened these pill bottles. There has been no trial. I haven't taken one, and I can verify that the pill bottles are not open. I have even offered, if I need to ship these back to you at my dime just for y'all to throw away, that's fine, but I do not want to pay $180 for two bottles of diet pills.
I do understand your frustration. Unfortunately, due to the consumability of the products, they don't allow us to take any type of a return, so they wouldn't accept them back in the warehouse. I mean, normally we would offer like a 35% refund to someone that, you know, maybe didn't see the terms and didn't understand the trial. I'd be willing to bypass that. I can give you a 50% refund on each charge. So you've only paid just half price for what you received. And then we do have the account canceled going forward, so there won't be any future shipments or charges either.
I'm sorry, and I realize you probably have to do the go-around thing, and I know you're not in charge of this, but if I can't get a full refund, I'm going to have to get my lawyer involved or something. I realize that's probably overboard, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to waste my time, and I don't want to waste y'all's. I haven't taken any of these pills.
Well, I understand that, but see, you didn't sign up to take the pills. The agreement that was in those terms that you agreed to stated that you had a 14-day trial, and that if you did not want to continue or pay the full price for those products, that you would have to call us within that risk-free trial period
to avoid the
charges. I mean, they just went through yesterday, and it's not for a new shipment that I could stop. This is the full price for the products that you received to try during the trial. I mean, the most that I would be able to do as far as a refund would be concerned would be a
75%. 75%?
Yeah, that'd be a refund of $65.57 on the cleanse.
They're saying the most I can do is
75% on both of them. I don't want a 75% refund. I want my whole refund back. I don't care if I need to send you the pills back. Like I said, I realize y'all aren't going to do anything with them.
Yeah, we can't take those back. The health department does not allow us to take anything back into our warehouse. So that,
if you'd like to, I'll tell you what. Y'all can hold my money until after the health department says you can take refunds, and then I'll send them back. And if you still want to throw them away after you can take them, that's fine. I realize you're not going to do that because you wouldn't have even paid the shipping to get the pills back if I'd have called you in the 14 days. You'd have just refunded my money and let me keep the pills. That's what the other lady already told me. I don't want the bill.
You wouldn't have been refunded. You just, the account would have been canceled. You would have paid only the shipping and handling.
Exactly. I understand. I'd have never been charged.
That you signed up for. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not like we're trying to pull the wool over your eyes.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say that you're being dishonest and telling me that something that didn't happen. I realize I did not click on the terms and conditions, but what you guys are trying to do is hope that people won't do that, and that's why you didn't put anything in the package that there was going to be a $90 charge per pill bottle. Had that had been in there, if it had been something that said, this is a trial, you'll be charged with this if you don't call us back, you'd have gotten a call about 45 seconds after I opened the package.
No, see, legally, we have to provide that information and have agreement to it before we can ship out the product. So that's why
I understand
that the customer clicks on that box saying that I have read and agreed to the terms and conditions.
And you guys know that no one does that. And I realize that we should. I realize we should all go and read those pages of terms and conditions. But just like when I order stuff from Amazon and they show me my charge, I do the same thing. I pay my charge and I click accept and they send it to me. The only difference
Paying for something up front, you know, not a trial, you know.
I understand. And it was worded very cleverly, so I give you guys credit on that. But I don't want a 75% refund for pills that I haven't taken. You guys are only charging me.
That is fair for both parties because I realize you didn't read that information. But you did legally agree to that information, and we upheld our end of the agreement by sending the product and not charging you for the full price until after that trial period had expired. So
yes,
we held
I understand
our end
that.
Of the agreement, and now we
no confusion
to
there.
Up yours.
No confusion there. I'm not arguing with you on that. What I'm saying is this is not a very ethical way to do business, and I realize that you have to do this. This is your job, but this has nothing to do with the trial. The only thing this has to do with is you guys holding my money because it's been 14 days. If this was about me trying the pills and seeing if I liked them or not, and I'd taken some, and then I waited after the 14 days and then decided I didn't, you guys would be totally right. But I haven't taken a pill. I can absolutely verify that the pill bottles have not been opened, even if I need to wait until after that.
Yeah,
so are you guys giving us an opportunity to try the pills and see how they work, or are you guys trying to wait and hopefully see if we'll forget and keep the money?
No, sir. We're trying to give customers an opportunity to try our product before deciding if it is something they would like to purchase or not. So it's
so how can I make the decision to purchase it if I haven't tried any of the pills?
Well, that's up to the customer to try it during that risk-free trial period. We can't make a customer use our product. We just give them the opportunity to. So it's up to the customer to use it during that trial that they signed up for and make the decision themselves, you know, if they want to purchase those bottles or call in to cancel so, you know, they don't go any further. Mr. Hutto, I do understand your frustration, sir, and you know, I'm certainly not trying to argue with you. I've just been trying to explain as to what you signed up for. And in going to a lawyer, he would take you to the website and show you the same thing and let you know that there is no legal recourse. I mean, I'd still love to issue the refund for you of the 75% on each of those charges, you know, at least to make things fair, like I said, for both parties, since I understand you didn't see that information.
I don't consider that to be fair. Had I have taken some of the pills and thought that I could call back 30 days later and say I didn't want it, then I could see what you're saying. I haven't taken a pill. They haven't been opened. I realize you guys can't take refunds right or take returns right now because of what's going on. I am more than happy to send these pills back to you when you can take returns, even if you want to hold my 100% refund until then. I will pay it my dime to send these unopened pill bottles back to you when you can take them.
Okay. Well,
I don't understand how that's not fair. You would have not charged me if I'd have called you within 14 days.
Correct. And that was the terms of our trial that we offer. But I'll go on ahead as a one-time courtesy. I'll issue a refund for those charges, sir. You can expect it as a credit back to your card within 3 to 5 business days. But I do, you know, want to advise that, you know, for future references, it is always a good idea to to read through, you know, what you may be signing up for, if it's a program like a trial or, you know, something similar to that. I would always call the company or read through their terms and conditions. All websites are required by law to have them listed on there. And, you know, it'll let you know if you're signing up for something, and if so, how long you have, what any charges would be, and, you know, what contact information you need for that company. But again,
yes, that is duly noted, and I'm certainly my mistake. I appreciate it. And what was your name?
My name is Wendy.
Okay, Wendy, who do I call if I don't see the refund in my account in 3 to 5 days?
It'd be 3 to 5 business days, and you can just give us a call back at this same number, and, you know, we can check on it for you. But you may see one come back in, you know, 2 or 3 days, and then the second one come back on the 4th or 5th day, but within 5 business days, you should see both of those credits.
Okay, so I don't have to call the other number for the cleanse one.
Oh, no, sir. We can take care of both products today.
Okay, Wendy. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your help today. And, again, I'm not trying to be rude to you. I realize you don't have any control over this. And I promise, if you guys want the pills back when y'all can have returns, if y'all let me know, I will send them back to you. They are unopened.
No, sir. That won't be necessary. If you don't want to use them or don't know anybody that does, you can dispose of them.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.